You're listening to Sounds Good on WKMS. It's our midday music and community conversation program. I'm your host, Tracy Ross. I'm joined on the phone by the Handy Blues and Barbecue Festival coordinator, Leslie Newman. And Leslie, some big stuff going on in Henderson. I guess the barbecue portion started on Saturday, but I think the music actually kicks off tonight at 6 o'clock. Is that correct?
Well, Tracy, thanks for having us today. We actually had a day in Central Park in downtown Henderson last Saturday with music from 10 until dark, and we switched parks today. That's the big thing. We call it the big stage. And we're at Audubon Mill Park in downtown Henderson on the riverfront starting tonight, 6 o'clock. We'll end Saturday night at midnight.
Says that the Handy Blues and Barbecue Festival has become one of the largest free music festivals in the nation. What are the numbers that you're accustomed to seeing in Henderson for this fest?
We think that about 50,000 people attend the festival each year. We know that people come from all over Kentucky. We have loyal blues fans down in your area who have spread the word about us over the years. Some of your listeners, Roger Neal from Benton, Malcolm Lane from Catawba. We've lost a really faithful fan this year. Cecil Barnett and his wife, Cecilia, have come up here for years, and he blogged before there was blogging about Handy. And we've had a lot of people from your area and are so thrilled we're going to be able to bring music to them this year. But anyway, people come from your area, southern Illinois, southern Indiana, all over Kentucky, all over the country, and all over the world. Well, you had people here last year from New Zealand who came here just for the festival.
How many years now have you been doing the festival?
This is our 23rd year, Tracy. It's hard to imagine. It's a really fun thing about it is that we have kids in Henderson, young people, adults now, who've grown up with Handy, and whether they're away at college or started their first jobs or whatever, and they come back and they bring their friends, and it's a really fun gathering. It's a lot of people say it's the best thing Henderson has to offer all year. We're thrilled about that.
Well, let's take a look at the music. It seems like you've got a really, really good lineup this year, and it starts, I guess, in earnest with Peter Karp and Sue Foley tonight at 6.
They are a singer-songwriter duo from Canada and the U.S. We had a special request to bring them here this year. I'm looking very forward to meeting them. I provide hospitality for the performers, so I get a special little insight into the performers before they go on, and I know they're going to be a delight for us and for our audience. Very talented. They have an online school of music, which is a very interesting concept, and are certainly dedicated to preserving the blues, as are many of the artists we'll have here this year. What we're really excited, and you'll be with us at 8 o'clock tonight, is a huge act for us, and we're thrilled with the coup that brought it here, thanks to our music chairman, Doran Luck. The Voices of the Wetlands All-Stars will be here from 8, playing a two-hour set tonight, so there's plenty of time for your listeners to get up here. That band features Tab Benoit, Cyril Neville of the Neville Brothers, Big Chief Monk Boudreau, Johnny Sansone on drums, Waylon Thibodeau on fiddle, Corey Dupelkin on bass, and Johnny Vidakovich. It is a band of superstars, and you hate to say that because there are so many talented performers in each band that will play here, but we are thrilled to have them. They're going to have a big sound on the stage, and 8 o'clock tonight.
That's a true group of all-stars, aptly named. Tomorrow looks like we're going to have some Zydeco. Tell us about Curly Taylor and Zydeco Trouble, and then Chubby Carrier and the Bayou Swamp Band.
The big thing about our Thursday night is this is a free festival. There is no admission charge, and we put the festival on thanks to sponsors and sale of T-shirts and caps and RC products, et cetera. But we have our own food sales on Thursday night, red beans and rice, Zydeco night. And a lot of people come out and support us that night to help keep the festival free. And the most requested performer we have back is Chubby Carrier, who will play tomorrow night. He'll come on, I believe, at 7:30, 8 o'clock tomorrow night. And he'll play till 10, too. And we're having, he's been here many times, and people say there ain't no party like a Chubby party. And they want him back, and he wants to come back. So he'll be our headliner, and his backup, Curly Taylor, and Zydeco Trouble will be coming up from Louisiana, too. We've had them one other time, and they bring a fresh new sound to Zydeco. And that'll be fun. Music will start in Audubon Mill Park tomorrow night, 5:15. Curly Taylor and Zydeco Trouble, followed by Chubby Carrier and the Bayou Swamp Blues Band.
And then Friday, you've got some music earlier in the day, but at 6 o'clock, you have the Terry Evans Band. And then at 8, you have got to be thrilled to have the Holmes Brothers playing at Handy.
We are. They have been here once before, and the Holmes Brothers have been together for a lot of years. They're getting up in years, and we don't want to miss the chance to have them again while they're all still together. Sherman and Wendell Holmes and their almost brother, Popsy Dixon, have a great range of music from gospel to blues to rock. They have wonderful vocals, a huge range of sound, and we are thrilled to have them back. They have played with all the great artists there are out there, from Dylan to Springsteen to Willie Nelson and Roseanne Cash and Patti Smith, and they have their latest CD, Feed My Soul, came out because Wendell Holmes has successfully battled cancer and come back. They're performing together, and we are thrilled that they'll be here on Friday night. The music starts at noon on Friday and goes until midnight. There's great local talent around here, blues talent. Tommy Stillwell will be playing with the Amazing Soul Crackers. We have a group out of Mount Carmel, Illinois, called Three Shades of Gray. At 2 o'clock, the Terry Evans Band comes on at 6. He's a great singer. He has played with big bands, Rye Cooter, Joan Armatrading, Boz Scaggs, and he's got his own band now. We think that'll be a treat. And then we'll round out Friday night at 10 o'clock with another band of superstars, the Royal Southern Brotherhood. Mike Zito, Cyril Neville will be back with them, Devin Almond, Greg Almond's son, Charlie Wooten, and I am missing another person in their band, but that will be a great band on Friday night at 10.
And then Saturday, you're closing things out with a bang. You've got an incredible lineup of artists on Saturday. Tell us a little bit about that.
Well, we start at noon again on Saturday and go until midnight. James Johnson, who's better known as Super Chicken, will put on an acoustic show at noon. Not everybody gets out that early, but when they don't, they're missing a real treat to hear. We've had a great array of performers at this noon spot on Saturday over the years, and it'll be really fun. A lot of people know all of his Chicken albums. He grew up, we got a lot of Delta Blues this year, and he is one of those guys who grew up, he worked on a chicken farm, and he got his nickname because he talked to the chickens. And many of his albums have Chicken in the name, but he's doing this one alone, and it'll be a unique and intimate show. At 1:30, we have a two-hour set from a group of young guitar players called the Blues Caravan. Bart Walker, Joanne Taylor Shaw, and C.J. Wilder are coming together. These are some of the youngest, best guitar players, blues players around in the country, and we like to see those young people growing up in the tradition. At 4 o'clock, we have another traditional blues musician. It's a family band. Bill Howlin Mad Perry will bring two of his children with him. He has played with lots of blues groups over the year. He's played with Phil Chess. He played with Little Milton. He's honored by markers on the Mississippi Blues Trail, one near the Po' Monkeys Juke Joint, the other on the Square in Oxford, Mississippi. His latest CD, The Clarksdale Sessions, has received critical acclaim. He lives the blues, plays the blues, and knows the ways of the blues. We're thrilled that Bill Perry will be with us that Saturday. That's at 4 o'clock. We're just warming up. We have a really unique band at 6 o'clock. They're part of the Heritage Blues Orchestra. They're the Heritage Blues Quartet, and they're a group of very skilled musicians who have formed to preserve the art of the blues, but they present it in a fresh way. It's going to be a different sound than the rest of the bands presenting this year. They're from New York. Their orchestra is international. There's a father and son together in that group. I cannot wait to hear the Heritage Blues Quartet. Then you're going to be broadcasting live with us on Saturday night. Janava Magnus, her first trip to the Handy Festival. She's at the pinnacle of her career, and if there is an award she hasn't been nominated for or won this year, from Blues Music Awards nominee for B.B. King Entertainer of the Year, Album of the Year, Song of the Year, Contemporary Blues Album of the Year, Contemporary Blues Female Artist of the Year. She's got it right now. She's lived the blues herself. She comes from a very humble upbringing and is a national spokesperson for the Foster Care Association in the United States. We're thrilled to have Janava Magnus here and glad y'all are going to be broadcasting it. And then we round out Saturday night with another band that's been here a couple times before. The last time, 2008, Bernard Allison. Bernard Allison was videoed in the KET series Jubilee, which is aired and syndicated nationally. And he produced a DVD from that that brought him success and brought Handy to the map. Our fans have asked for Bernard back over the years, and we're bringing him back this year in a three-piece band. Ronnie Baker Brooks came here last year with a three-piece band and pulled off a big show.
If people don't know, Bernard is the son of the late Luther Allison, one of the greatest blues guitarists of the modern era, at the very least.
That he is, and he's very talented himself. He enjoys himself on the stage and brings a great interaction with his audience as well as his musical talent.
Well, I'll tell you what, Leslie, it sounds like you have got probably more music than you have time for, but it sounds like a wonderful time, and the music's going to begin at 6 o'clock this evening, and we're going to be broadcasting starting at 8 o'clock, not only tonight, but through Saturday. Leslie Newman, thanks so much for telling us about the Handy Blues Festival. You're going to have another great year, I can tell already.
Well, thank you. My heavy sigh was because there's so much, and we're all excited about it. The weather's going to be great, and we hope that your listeners who hear us on the radio will also find time to come up and visit us in person, but it'll be the next best thing to being here. Thank you so much for what you're doing to partner with us, Tracy.
Oh, very welcome, and thank you so much for bringing us the Handy Fest each and every year. That's Leslie Newman. She's the festival coordinator for the WC Handy Blues and Barbecue Festival. Kicks off, I guess, in earnest on the big stage tonight at 6 o'clock.